Well, so how can people who are proponents of religious freedom, how can we argue or debate with our friends that it is one of these unalienable rights? How can you defend that?
Well, first I'd want to understand what their argument would be against it. So you got to listen. I think any time, you know, you can debate until the cows come home and you don't do anybody any good. But if you're actually having a genuine conversation, you ought to listen and really find out where they are, where they're coming from. And you might find that they can't really defend their position either. It's probably that they're just saying, well, I disagree with what you believe in. But isn't that why we have religious freedom, so we can disagree? So I'd listen first. And then I'd uphold the idea that religious freedom means we can believe what we want to believe, and that we can act in accordance with those beliefs. And people can come up with a far-fetched example such as, well, does that mean you can get away with human sacrifice if that's what you believe in? Well, of course not. There are limits, but those limits are not because my public policy beliefs differ from your public policy beliefs. Those limits are because my beliefs mean that I'm going to commit a crime that injures people.
Right.
That's quite different. So those are the limits. I mean, limits have to do with we're going to cause a riot, or we believe in burning down people's houses, or we believe in killing people. You know, of course you can't do that. Let the criminal law take care of the cases where beliefs go too far. But in every other case, people should be allowed to believe what they want to believe, and they should be allowed to practice what they believe.
Mm-hmm.
It's so much, belief is so much more than opinion. That's why our founders gave special protection to religious freedom, not just to freedom of opinion. Because opinions come and go, and opinions are thoughts or positions on an issue. Belief is your identity. It's who you are. And you can't, society should never attempt to take away who you are and your most sincere beliefs.